The OU has been approached several times by companies interested in having us certify the roe from bowfin fish. But the OU has turned this down each time. Although the bowfin is undoubtedly a kosher fish, possessing both fins and scales, snapir v'kaskeses, nevertheless, we are unable to certify the eggs as kosher, as we will explain. The Gemara in Chulin and Avodah Zarah gives us guidelines how to identify which fish eggs are kosher and which are not. Although, of course, the eggs that come from a kosher fish, those that have the snapir v'kaskeses, the fins and scales, are kosher, and those that come from a non-kosher fish are non-kosher, nevertheless, the Gemara gives guidelines for one who wants to purchase fish roe from the marketplace when it is no longer obvious which fish the eggs came from. The merchant who is selling the eggs may have ulterior motives in labeling his roe, as he is trying to make a sale, and therefore cannot simply be believed to tell us which fish these came from, but rather one is required to check for certain simonim, signs, to determine if the roe is kosher. The Gemara says that if the eggs are round on both sides, so as to be completely spherical, or oval on both sides, resembling a football, this is the sign of a non-kosher egg. However, if the eggs are round on one side and oval on the other side, like a chicken egg, then this is a sign that the eggs are from a kosher fish. So, according to the Gemara, if a merchant is claiming to sell kosher roe, one can inspect the eggs, and provided that they fit this description, that they are round on one side and oval on the other, then one may purchase the roe. Now, strictly speaking, since this is what it says in the Gemara, these should be the guidelines that we follow today. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that already in his time, 500 years ago, the minig became not to rely on this method of checking the fish eggs, but rather to follow an alternate method, based on color. Red fish eggs only come from kosher species, while black roe can come from kosher or non-kosher fish as well. But no non-kosher fish has ever been found to lay red eggs. Therefore, if one goes to the market and finds red eggs, these can be bought. But black eggs, we do not eat, even if they are round on one side and oval on the other. In truth, the Shulchan Aruch in his commentary, Beis Yosef, admits that there do exist non-kosher fish that lay red eggs. This should therefore put in doubt the reliability of this method of determination. However, the Beis Yosef answers that in reality, this is not a question at all, since when we say that red roe comes exclusively from kosher fish, we mean red roe after it has been salted. Only kosher fish eggs, when salted, remain red. The non-kosher fish eggs, when salted, will turn black. Therefore, this method has been found to be 100% reliable, in that it will never yield a false positive. If the eggs are red, they're definitely kosher. But being black is not a 100% guarantee of being non-kosher. Now, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, which says, "Aval hashchorim ein ochlem osam klal," however, the black eggs, we refrain from eating them at all, indicates that one should not eat black fish eggs even if they possess the signs of being kosher. In fact, the Shach, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, goes even further in explaining the intention of Shulchan Aruch, and says that even if one can verify with absolute certainty that these black eggs came from a kosher fish, we do not eat these eggs. A minig arose forbidding this in order to avoid all cases of doubt. The Prima Gadim echoes this as well by explaining that because of aloi plug, to avoid all confusion, the minig is to not eat black roe, even if we know that it comes from a kosher fish. Now, this is not the only opinion in the commentaries. The Shailos HaTshuvos Pnei Moshe disagrees with Shach and maintains that no such minig exists. And while he puts forth strong arguments in favor of kosher black roe, however, even he stops short of actually permitting eating the black roe. However, he does permit doing business, sechora, with black roe from kosher fish. Although ordinarily, one may not do business with non-kosher foods, the Pnei Moshe maintains that since these roe are really kosher, and the minig is questionable, this prohibition would not apply. Rav Avadia Yosef Shlita extends the leniency of the Pnei Moshe to allowing to eat red eggs that were dyed black. Here too, One can differentiate between the minig of not eating black eggs and dyed eggs, because there are telltale signs that these eggs have been dyed. And therefore, since it is perhaps questionable whether such a minig even exists in the first place, there is room to be lenient regarding red eggs that are merely dyed black. Now, the bowfin fish lays brownish to black eggs. So, although it is a kosher species, its eggs would fall under this umbrella minig to be avoided. Even the brown eggs are not acceptable, because they turn black when salted. And, as we pointed out before, the determination of color is made after the eggs are salted. So, although no one could deny that the bowfin fish lays kosher eggs, it is improper to certify these eggs as kosher, since according to Shach and Prima Gadim, and the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, the minig today is to refrain from eating all black fish eggs. Thank you for listening to this edition of OU Kosher Radio.